After months of uncertainty, the Senate has finally passed the Fair and Sustainable Super Bill, the government's new superannuation changes. Treasurer Scott Morrison said that the changes were fair and necessary and will future-proof the retirement system for years to come. The reforms, which were first introduced in the May budget, could see more than 500,000 people paying 30% in superannuation contributions tax. That's thousands of dollars in lost savings, according to the Financial Review. But what are the changes and how will they affect your retirement plans? Noor Azhar has this report.
From July next year, the superannuation system is in for the biggest shake-up in 10 years. The new reforms, which passed the Senate yesterday, are expected to save nearly $3 billion to the budget over the next 4 years. These savings are expected to help maintain the country's AAA rating. Under the new changes, there will be a $100,000 annual limit for after-tax or non-concessional contributions individuals make. And the pre-tax contributions cap will now be set at $25,000 a year. Dixon Advisory Head of Advice Nerida Cole says the new changes will have a big impact on not just retirees, but also workers nearing retirement and those trying to build up their superannuation balance.
For workers close to retirement, there's a range of changes that could affect them. So lower salary sacrifice limits, there's higher taxes on contributions to super for very high income earners, and there's changes to the tax rates for transition to retirement pensions.
But one of the biggest changes to the superannuation system will be the introduction of a $1.6 million cap on the amount of tax-free super savings a person can hold in their fund.
The $1.6 million is for retirement pensions. So basically, it's the phase of super that you have when you've stopped working, and that will pay you down a pension to cover your living expenses while you're retired. And the significance of that stage is that money held in that retirement phase is tax-free. And so that's the part that the government said, okay, we're going to put a limit on what you can hold in that phase at $1.6 million. You could actually end up with, in theory, more in your overall super, but the other amounts would have to stay in what we call the accumulation phase or the pre-retirement phase where you're still building it up. And the difference between those two stages is that the retirement phase is tax-free. The phase while you're still working has tax at 15% on earnings and 10% on capital gains.
So will these changes force people to sell property, to sell their shares so they don't have to pay taxes?
Well, that's a great question, because that is one of the areas that has been causing concern. And it's one of the good things, I guess, of having that legislation passed now, that we do have the certainty around how that will work for people that do have more than that $1.6 million in terms of restructuring. So fortunately, they do not have to sell any assets at all if they're in a self-managed super fund, which most people with these larger balances are. They're in a self-managed super fund. And the reason for that is the provisions have been written in a way to allow quite a good amount of flexibility for people that do need to restructure. So they can continue to hold the shares or even a property in their self-managed super fund, but some of that earnings from the shares or from the property, like rent or dividends, that may be taxed at a higher rate than it was previously. Now, I'm probably oversimplifying it a little bit, because there's certainly a lot of paperwork and work that their accountants would need to do to make these changes, but in theory, they could still hold that same investment.
Ms. Cole says it's understandable that worried investors might start looking at changing their portfolio through selling some of their assets before next July. But she says proper advice must be sought before making any decision.
But also to make sure that they do understand that there is actually capital gains tax relief included in the provisions. The government was very clear about trying to make sure that people weren't inadvertently disadvantaged from having to restructure. And so that means that people don't necessarily have to be sort of so worried about that they're going to have, a much higher tax bill because of these restructures. There could still be some tax, but in most cases they will be able to take up the CGT relief. That could be very beneficial.
Do you think that if people who are concerned about the tax coming into effect next year, do you think they're going to sell their properties and there will be an influx of properties in Sydney? Will that bring the prices down? Do you think there will be that sort of a worry in the market?
I'd be surprised if there was that much of an influence in the residential property prices, because I think they tend to be on the value of, you know, between sort of, I guess, $500,000 to $1 million in a self-managed super fund, where there really shouldn't be too many problems in managing a restructure or managing the restructure going forward with that size asset. Where I think there has certainly been some people that are looking to sell out of their properties because of these restructures is people that have commercial properties in their self-managed super fund. But in that instance, we're talking about properties that are in the vicinity of, you know, $3, $4, and $5 million. So there's not a lot of them around, but there certainly may be some that come onto the market. At the same time, though, I think there's many astute investors that are actually out there looking to pick up good properties as well. So I think, you know, we'll have to wait and see to be sure, but it may be that this is actually some good liquidity into the commercial property market for astute buyers.
And do you see that people are going to be forced to take risks in diversifying their investment portfolio? So instead of just before, where they could, you know, sort of park their money in property or shares, now they'll have to think of more riskier ways?
Generally speaking, for people that do have the larger account balances, this is probably a good time for them to actually review what their long-term investment plan is. And sometimes, you know, restructuring and adding more diversification is actually a really good thing for your longer-term retirement planning. I think where we see that there could be some risks is people that are in that sort of 10 to 5 years from retirement and thought that they would have a little bit more room to actually build a good superannuation balance to self-fund themselves in retirement. Now, for some of those people, if they actually don't get advice and a good understanding of the impact of these changes, it will be a lot harder for them to actually build that strong superannuation balance. And generally speaking, for younger people as well, they will actually need to start saving a lot earlier, whether it's inside super or outside of super. And that's where we see that there could be a little bit more risk, because I guess as people can get to that stage where maybe they don't have as much money as they thought they did, that's when they can be a little bit more, I guess, motivated to look for more aggressive investments. And that might be meaning taking on a level of risk that is not actually appropriate for their situation or their experience with investments.
Dixon Advisory Head of Advice, Nerida Cole, ending that report by Noor Azhar.